Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite a beautiful and noble hadith for our esteemed listeners. And this hadith is about hoarding, which in Arabic we call ihtikar, hoarding goods so that their price would rise. And this is a common practice of business people, people who sell commodities and goods. And, you know, this is something prohibited in Islam. Imam Ali alayhi salam has a beautiful letter which he wrote to his governor in Egypt, Malik Ashtar. And in this letter, which can be found in the famous book Nahjul Balagha, in this letter, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he gives his governor certain advice on how to, conduct and regulate, the place over which he had been appointed. In a part, and that's very beautiful. It's something that every government, every person who works in the government or who is in charge of the affairs of others, it deserves to be read by them. In a part of this letter, Imam Ali alayhi salam alludes to the topic of hoarding and why it's bad and what should be done about it. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Know, along with this, that most of the merchants and traders are very narrow-minded and awfully avaricious. They hoard goods for profiteering, right? Even though they have a lot of goods and, the people need it, they hoard them, they don't put them in the marketplace, right? So that the demand for the goods can rise and then they can sell it for a higher price and make more money." The Imam says, "They hoard goods for profiteering and fix high prices for these goods. This is a source of harm to the people," right? This is a harm for the people. People are harmed by it. First of all, they are denied the goods that they need. And secondly, right, they are sold these goods later on at a very unimaginable and high rate, which a lot of them cannot afford. The Imam in continuation says, "And it is a source of shame for the governors in charge," right? The governors, the people who are, in charge of governing, the city or the country, right? This is a source of shame for them. They should prevent this from happening, First of all, it shows that, they don't have any control over the people to prevent them from hoarding. And secondly, right, so their, executive branch is weak. And secondly, it shows that this government or the governors are unable to provide, their citizens with the goods that they need, which is also a source of shame for them. So because of this, the Imam says, "So stop the people from hoarding, because verily the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prohibited this, and it's prohibited." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at hoarding in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin.
وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد